Welcome to today's episode of the Vine Resources podcast show. So I noticed last week that the music in the background was a little bit dull. So I'm hoping that this week's music is a little bit more uplifting and positive. So let me know what you think. I'd love to know. This week's episode is about how to be the hiring manager or the manager no one wants to leave. And this is quite an important topic, particularly if you're new to management, line management. There's a lot of people, particularly we've seen during the last couple of years with COVID and changes within organisations, who have been promoted, some naturally and others because of lack of resources. And so when I say that, people may have been almost pushed into a role where they perhaps weren't ready or perhaps didn't want to take it at first, but now perhaps flourishing or doing really well. But an important topic is making sure that you're that manager that no one wants to leave. And look, you've probably had pressure within the organization with additional costs increasing that from your supply base as well. And you know, your team may be stretched, and you know, lots of challenges, you know, stakeholder demands from the business ever increasing. You might be using third party suppliers, offshore resources, and that can lead to extra communication challenges and really ways to make sure that you've got a fully engaged, highly productive team as best as possible that feel valued in your team or your part of the organization. So this means that people, you know, generally in your existing team might be under additional, you know, enormous pressure to deliver. I'm sure you've seen this, and the last thing you really need right now is for anyone perhaps to depart. So we want to just give you some of these actions that you probably already know. You might be an experienced manager for many, many years, or you may be new to management and you're just thinking things through again and just want to go over a few ideas that may be useful to remind yourself. So one of those, and we see this a lot, is to keep close and be personal. That doesn't mean you need to know everything about someone that they're doing in their private life, of course, but you need to make sure you've got that regular two-way communication with the team. And that's not just, you know, via a Teams, jumping on a video, just giving them a call. You know, a lot of people may feel slightly removed from the business because they're working from home. They could be jumping from one call to another. So someone may be feeling overlooked and feel undervalued, and they may be less motivated. So understanding them both from a professional and personal perspective will go a long way to develop that close relationship. And this will allow you to develop perhaps a style of management that will get the most out of them as well. So yeah, think about how you could book some time in. Who's the people you haven't spoken to recently? When was the last time you spoke to one of your team? Book some time in, or better still, just give them a call and have a chat and find out how they are and ask the question. And basically, ask them and then listen. So the other one is being aware of that well-being. And obviously this is a hot topic, and, you know, rightly so. The professional perspective is important for all team members, but for them to deliver, they need to be in a good place from a personal perspective. And everyone at some time will have, you know, relationship challenges, family pressures, professional pressures. So we rarely know what's going on behind the scenes in people's lives. And I think sometimes we can forget these important issues and make sure that, as part of that keeping close, you know, are you aware of their well-being? What more can you do to help them? What support do they need? And, you know, not only is that the right thing and the good thing to do, but of course that will help you and the team be more successful as well. Leading from the top is always a good example. Great leaders lead by example. You know, their work ethic, their transparency, their approachability are all characteristics that will make them stand out. You know, walking the talk is a well-known saying, and if you want to manage and lead well, this is a great mantra to adopt. I'm always a firm believer in I would do anything I won't shy away from not doing anything that I'd ask someone else to do. You know, get down, get dirty, help them out, see what support they need. Is there anything you can do, obviously within your technical capability, but see what help that you can offer and see if you can lead from example and, you know, really rally the troops, as it were. The other one is giving purpose and a challenge. Everyone wants to have a purpose. You know, people want to know why they come to work. They need to know what the vision is for the company. Maybe it's even the vision just for your team. The goals for themselves. What's their purpose? They need interesting and varied work that provides stimulation and challenge, will motivate them and keep them from looking elsewhere. I've seen it just recently where people have very high skill level, but they're being underutilized in the team. You may have seen this. And if that's not recognized, if that's not a conversation you're having with them, you know, what else would they like to do? Now, sometimes business as usual work needs to be done. You know, some of the boring stuff has to get done and someone has to do it. But equally, what can you do to keep that variety? How can you help give them other projects or other things that they can do to keep them engaged, to keep their skills, to keep them motivated? The final one today is just around the right tools and equipment are essential. And again, you know, being the right manager that no one wants to leave, you know, are you helping them? Are you helping them ensure that they have the right tools and the right equipment, whatever that might be, to do the job? In the sector that I'm in technology, for example, often we see someone brought in to do, you know, a high performing job, let's say a developer, just as an example. But if they don't have the right secure laptop, the access to maybe a VPN that they need, the speed of the performance, issues with connectivity, not able to get the support when there's issues that arise. These are really valuable and important points. What's the onboarding platforms like? Can they get into the systems? Is the documentation up to date? What other tools, what other things do they need? Is there tools that they need for presentations? Is there any issues with connectivity to the systems? If you find that you make sure you overcome these, then again, you know, people value that and feel that they're valued by you as a manager, that you're helping give them the tools. Is there training, support and resources that may be required? And not just from that onboarding, but from that start of that journey, but that's throughout the life. You may have had people working for you for several years, but actually you haven't thought about what are the issues that they're having right now? What could I help give them that's going to be performing the better? And it could be that other people in the team who have joined at a later date have actually got better tools and better access to systems than those people that have been there for some time. So don't forget about the people that have been in your team for some time, as well as the new people as well. Okay, well, look, that's our anchor for today. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast. We hope these tips are useful to you. If you've got any feedback, you can leave it on Anchor and I'll be happy to answer this. You might be listening to this on Spotify or iTunes or somewhere else. And we look forward to seeing you again on another episode of the Vine Resources Podcast Show. Thanks for joining me. My name's David Lawrence. Thank you.